Good morning. Let's begin with prayer. Dear God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the privilege of worship. And I ask that you will be with us as we look into your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I'm going to be looking in the book of Ephesians.
今天早晨我们要看以弗所书。
And I would like to ask you to open your Bibles or your Bible app so that you can follow along.
我请你打开你的圣经或者打开你手机上的这个圣经的app, 然后我们就可以一起来看圣经。
We will be looking at several scriptures.
我们今天早上
Last month is actually when I started today's sermon.
上个月是我开始了，其实是开始了今天的这个讲章的前边部分。
We started looking at in 1 Peter the places where it tells us the instructions for one another.
彼得前书是开始告诉我们这个叫彼此的题目。
How Christians are to relate to one another in the church.
就是在教会里的基督徒，我们应该彼此怎么相待？
This morning is part two of that sermon.
今天是那个讲到的第二部分。
And so I hope you can remember from 6 weeks ago.
所以我希望你能记住6个星期以前的讲道。
But in 1 Peter, he's writing to the church that is scattered.
在彼得前书，彼得是写信给那些分散在各地的教会。
He says we must love one another.
他说我们必须要彼此相爱。
We must show hospitality to one another.
我们要彼此款待。
We must serve one another.
我们要彼此服侍。
Show humility to one another.
我们要彼此谦卑。
That's a big picture of what the church looks like.
那是那个教会所应该看到的一个大的概貌。
This morning I want to narrow that down. To the local church. Ephesians, Paul is writing to one church.
在以弗所书,
and he is saying, this is how it will look when as you treat one another in the local church.
保罗就是说, 在地方教会, 你们彼此应该怎么相待,
this is very important. Because we can solve the church, the problems of the worldwide church, the whole church.
他不是说在讲这个世界上整个普世教会的问题，而是在讲这个地方教会。
But we can say, how does our local church, Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel, how do we become the church God calls us to be?
我们要问的是说, 作为宗理堂华人教会，我们怎么成为神所呼召我们要成为的那个教会？
And so this morning I want to look in the book of Ephesians at five things that Paul tells us to do as a local church.
今天早上我们就来看以弗所书里边，保罗告诉我们，作为地方教会，神所希望我们所做的。
We're beginning in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们是从以弗所书第四章开始。
At verse 1,
第一节,
the first half of Ephesians has said, this is who we are as Christians.
以弗所的前三章讲到说,作为基督徒,我们是怎么样的人?
Now he says, because of who we are, this is how we will live.
后边就开始讲,因为我们是怎样的人,那么我们应该怎么样的来生活?
Sister Lay will read verses 1 and 2, please.
我来读第四章一到二节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Four phrases tell us how to walk worthy of our calling.
这个有四个词告诉我们怎么样行事为人。
Now, you know from our earlier sermons that in Paul, to walk means to live.
早期的这个我们前面的讲道里面提到保罗说的行走其实就是表示我们的生活方式我们的行事为人。
Since God has done what he did in chapters 1 through 3,
因为在第一到第三章神为我们已经做了他所做的部分。
This is how we walk worthy, live worthy of that calling.
现在就是我们要行应该怎么样行事为人碰的配得上我们所蒙的呼召。
We walk with humility and gentleness.
我们行事为人谦卑温柔。
We walk with patience.
我们行事为人有耐心有忍耐。
We bear with one another in love.
我们在爱中彼此宽容。
We maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们用和平彼此联络持守圣灵所赐的合一。
Now I'm actually going to start at the end of that verse.
我要从这个经文的最后开始来讲。
That's why I said you'll need your Bibles this morning to follow me.
所以我就说你今天早上需要打开你的圣经来跟着我。
I'm starting at the end, we maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
它这个第三节的结尾是讲说我们要用和平彼此连结竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We cannot create unity ourselves.
我们自己没有办法靠着自己来创造这种合一。
If you have been alive for the last 6 months,
如果你过去六个月是活着的，还在喘气儿。
If you have read on Facebook,
如果你常常上脸书或者别的社交媒体
about mask,
你就讲到看到说面脸那个口罩
shutdowns and quarantines,
然后就待在家里隔离
President Trump.
然后川普总统
A whole list of things.
然后就一堆的事情
And if you only read from Christians,
如果你只是说从读那个基督徒的那个他们所写的东西
You know we are really bad at unity.
你就知道说我们在合一方面真的很糟糕
We can't do it.
我们没有办法做到这种合一
But Paul says that's okay.
保罗说没关系
This is the unity that the Spirit has created.
这个是圣灵所赐的所造的这种合一所给我们的合一。
The Holy Spirit creates this unity.
是圣灵他赐给我们给了创造了这种合一。
But now don't you relax.
你不要说哦那我就可以放松全部放松了。
Oh, we don't have to do anything.
哦我什么都不需要做。
Paul says.
保罗说。
Because the Spirit has created this unity,
因为圣灵创造了赐给了我们这种合一
you must maintain it. You must hold on to it.
你必须要持守要保守要抓住这种合一
God has made us one.
神让我们成为一体
And now we have to live as one.
但是我们真的是像一个合一的一个身体这样的来行事为人
How will we do that?
我们如何来做呢?
First he says we will walk in humility and meekness.
第一节他就说到说第二节说到要凡事为人要谦虚温柔
Now when Paul writes to Greeks and Romans, they did not think humility was a good thing.
当保罗写信的那个时代那个希腊人跟罗马人并不认为这个谦虚是一种美德。
In fact, they said humility is for slaves.
他们说这个谦卑谦虚这个是给奴仆的。
But Paul thinks that's okay.
保罗说没关系。
Because Jesus came to be a slave, a servant.
因为主耶稣降生到人世就是成为一个仆人一个奴仆。
And if you and I want to be like Jesus, we must have the spirit of a servant.
我们如果要想像耶稣基督，那我们必须有这种仆人的态度，仆人的灵。
We have to have humility if we're going to have unity in a church.
如果我们要在教会里面有合一，我们必须要有这种谦卑。
Because pride always causes division.
因为呢，骄傲总是会带来这个纷争。
Pride means I can never say I was wrong. I'll lose face.
然后那个骄傲就是说我从来不能承认我错了，那样我会丢面子。
And so I refuse to back down.
所以我就拒绝要就是退一步。
But humility brings unity.
但是呢，这个谦虚谦卑却带来合一。
Paul says, walk with humility and with meekness.
保罗说，我们要在，要行事为人谦卑温柔。
If I am humble inside, I will be meek outside.
如果我里边是谦卑的，那我外边对人就会有这种柔和温柔的态度。
Now, when you hear this word meek,
当你听到这个温柔这个词的时候，
many people today think that means to be weak.
很多人就会觉得这个意味着软弱。
They think a bully is strong.
他们认为这个霸凌别人的人是很有力的。
But a meek person is weak.
但是一个温柔的人，柔和的人却是软弱的。
But in God's kingdom,
但是在神的国度里边，
meekness means strength under control.
神的国度里边，这个温柔就意味着这个在控制之下的有力。
It means I have given my rights over to God.
就是意味着我把我的权利交在神的手里。
And I don't have to fight to protect myself.
我不需要去征战去保护我自己。
The Bible tells us that Moses was meek.
圣经上说，摩西为人谦和。
Now think about that.
你想一下。
He is strong enough to stand up to Pharaoh, the most powerful person on the earth.
摩西很坚强有力，他可以真的是当时就站在法老面前，法老是当时世界上最有权势的人。
He is strong enough to lead a huge nation.
他可以就是强壮到可以带领一个巨大的民族经过旷野。
For 40 years.
就带领他们40年。
That is a strong leader.
他是一个很强有力的领袖。
But the Bible says he was the most meek and humble of any person.
但是圣经上却说摩西为人谦和，就是指他谦卑柔和，是世界上少有最谦和的。
What's that mean?
那个到底意味着什么呢？
He did not have to stand for his rights.
他不需要说我要捍卫我的权利。
In fact, after the people of Israel grumble about him,
就在那个以色列百姓就是向他抱怨。
And God says, Moses, I'll just wipe them out and give you a new people.
神对摩西说，我把这些人都毁灭，然后我重新从你建造一个新的民族。
He says, no. He pleads for them.
但是摩西说不要，他为他们求情。
Meekness is not weak.
温柔柔和不是软弱。
Jesus, it tells us, is meek.
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣柔和温柔。
He was strong enough to go into the temple and turn over the tables from the money changers.
那个耶稣很坚强，他也很有力，他可以到圣殿里边把那个换银钱之的桌子给推翻。
But he would go to the cross rather than claiming his own rights.
但是他却愿意去上十字架，而不是说要捍卫他自己的权利。
Paul says,
保罗说，
This kind of humility and meekness will bring unity in the church.
保罗说，这样子的谦卑温柔会给教会里带来合一。
Because we won't fight to protect our ideas.
因为我们不是就要好像捍卫自己的想法，自己的权利。
To protect our dignity.
要捍卫我们自己的尊严。
We will have humility.
我们会有这个谦卑。
Now, I think I need to make two things clear about what it means when we are meek.
我要有两件事情讲到温柔的时候要澄清一下。
Meekness does not mean that we compromise the truth.
这个温柔并不是意味着我们在真理上妥协。
If the Bible says it, we cannot compromise.
如果圣经上讲的已经讲清楚了，我们就绝对不能妥协。
Some people today say, oh, we should be meek and humble and we should not defend what this book teaches.
然后有些人就会觉得说，哦，我们应该谦卑温柔，所以我们不应该来捍卫护卫这个圣经上所说的。
Meekness does not compromise truth.
这个温柔并不是说意味着你要就是放弃在真理上妥协。
Paul was humble and meek.
保罗是谦卑温柔。
But he would stand for truth.
但是他却要为真理而站立。
Meekness is about an attitude.
这个温柔是一种心态，一种态度。
And we can stand for truth without being harsh and rude.
我们可以为真理而站立，这种站立的时候不需要就是说很严厉，很粗鲁。
Meekness does not compromise truth.
就是温柔并不是说你就要妥协，在真理上妥协。
Meekness is not a particular personality.
温柔也不只是说是一种人的品格个性。
Some people think that a meek person is only a person who has a nice, quiet voice.
有的人就认为什么样的人才是温柔的，就是那个讲话轻声细语的人。
Someone who always just sits quietly and says, whatever you think is okay.
有些就总是坐在那儿说，哎呀，不管你说什么都没关系，不是这样的人。
No, meekness is not personality.
所以保罗说这个
Stephen Thomas.
彼得跟这个多马两个人的个性是总是不同的。
Peter will never be quiet.
彼得永远不是说就坐在那儿很安静的。
But Peter can treat other believers with meekness and humility.
但是彼得却可以对别的信徒对他们谦卑温柔。
Paul says, we're still in verse 2. Paul says, if we want to have the unity of the Spirit, we must treat each other with meekness and gentleness, humility.
保罗说，如果我们想要有这个圣灵里的合一，我们必须要彼此以谦虚柔温柔相待。
And then he says, with patience.
然后他又说，我们要彼此以这种忍耐，有耐心相待。
One of my favorite writers gave a definition of patience that I like.
我很喜欢的一个作者给了这个忍耐、耐心一个很好的定义。
Patience is being long-suffering towards irritating people.
就是他说耐心是什么呢？忍耐就是对于那些很容易让人生气、让人恼火的人，对他们恒久忍耐。
That's hard.
那个是很难。
It's easy to be patient towards someone who is kind and respectful.
对那些很和蔼也很尊重人的人，你很容易对他有耐心。
But patience is being long-suffering towards people irritating and aggravating.
就是这个忍耐耐心确实要对着那些很容易让人恼火让人不舒服的人对他们恒久忍耐。
Patience is being long-suffering for people who are not meek and humble.
那个耐心就是对那些又不谦卑又不温柔的人对他们恒久忍耐。
Now when I was studying this, I thought, I wish that we were at our congregation worshiping together in the sanctuary.
当我在这里准备讲章的时候就想，哦，我们要是能在教会里聚集在一起该有多好。
But right here, it's good we are separated, so you cannot look at someone else.
但是在这个时候我们大家不在一起其实是好的，因为我们不能彼此对看。
Because all of us know some people who are irritating.
因为我们所有的人都知道那个让你抓狂的人。
And they come to church.
然后他们也来教会。
They are part of the body of Christ.
他们也是基督身体的一部分。
And if we want to have unity in our church, we must love those people, care for those people, be patient with them.
如果我们要有这个圣灵里的合一，我们必须要爱这些人，也是要关心他们，然后要对他们仁慈，对他们有耐心。
We must take the time to understand their troubles and their struggles.
我们必须要花时间去了解他们的挣扎跟他们的处境。
That's what it means to be the church.
那个就是意味着教会是什么。
And then the next thing in this list of qualities,
在这个保罗所列的这些品格，就是这些品质里面，
we must bear with one another in love.
我们要用爱心互相宽容。
That means putting up with one another.
那个意思互相宽容就是意味着彼此容忍。
Not expecting everyone to think and do and feel like I do.
不是期待说每个人都做法、想法跟感觉都跟你一样。
And the only way that will work is in love.
唯一这样能行之有效的就是要有爱。
Because it's hard to understand how other people think.
因为去了解别人的这个跟你想法不同，怎么样的想法是很困难的。
But if I love them, I will take the time to understand them.
如果我爱他们，我就会去想法，花时间去了解他们的想法。
Here's what that means in the local church.
在教会里面看的是像什么样呢？
Because I'm wanting to talk about how we as a church must treat one another.
因为我想谈的是我们作为教会，我们应该如何彼此相待。
It means when I hear someone say something, I will interpret it the best way instead of the worst way.
就是当我听到别人讲什么事情、讲什么话的时候，我是用最好的想法来想他们，而不是用最坏的想法来想他们。
You see, someone passes in the church and I say, good morning.
比如有一个人从你旁边走过，你对给他打招呼说早晨好。
And they don't answer.
然后他们就没理你。
I can think,
我可以想说
they don't like me.
你就会想说他不喜欢我。
They are unkind.
他们很不和蔼。
I was friendly and they ignored me.
我对他们这么友好，但是他却不理我。
Or,
或者
I can bear with them in love.
我可以用爱心来宽容，来容忍。
And I will think,
我就会想说
They must not have heard me.
他们可能没有听见我。
Oh, I wonder if they are carrying a heavy burden that has them distracted.
或者是他们心里面有什么重担，让他们就是不能专心。
I will even say a quick prayer.
我可能会很快的为他们祷告。
God, if they're having a bad day, would you please help them and encourage them?
你就说，神啊，如果他们今天过了一个很糟糕的一天，求你帮助他们。
That's what it means to bear with one another in love. We think the best.
就是说那个就是怎么如何在爱心中互相宽容，你把对方往好处想。
If we hear a rumor about someone that is bad, we don't immediately believe it.
如果你听到关于对方的一个不好的一个传言，不是说马上就相信接受。
We think the best of one another.
我们就是把想对方最好的那一面，想把对方往好处想。
All of this, Paul says, will bring the church to unity.
保罗说这所有的一切会给教会带来合一。
Palm Beach Chinese Church is a very special church.
我们教会是一个很特别的教会。
We have different languages.
我们有不同的语言。
Different cultures, different personalities.
不同的文化背景，不同的个性。
We even have different political opinions.
我们可能在政治上的看法也不同。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
we have unity in our church.
我们在教会里边有合一。
He is writing to the church at Ephesus.
他是给那个以弗所的教会写信。
Jews and Gentiles.
那个教会里边有犹太人，有外邦人。
Pagans who used to worship a false goddess.
然后他的这些有这个外邦人呢，原来是敬拜这个假神的假的女神。
Slaves and slave owners.
然后奴隶和奴隶主。
People who are absolutely opposite.
就是这些人在方方面面都是完全是相反的。
And Paul says.
然后保罗说。
Even in that we can have unity.
即使在那种情况下，我们仍然可以有合一。
Now let me move to the next place that Paul uses this phrase, one another.
然后我们在下一个地方，保罗是用到彼此。
Chapter 4, verse 32.
在第四章第三十二节，保罗说
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted.
保罗说并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。
Now, We usually think of kindness as things we do to, for one another.
就是我们通常想到这个恩慈就想到说、哦、我是给对方做什么事情。
We take someone food to be kind to them.
我们显示这个良善恩慈就是给对方带食物去。
And that's one type of kindness.
那是一种其中一种的这种恩慈。
But here, the verse just before, Paul is talking about how we talk.
但是在这一节之前呢，保罗讲到说我们的言语。
Our attitudes.
我们的态度。
Let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander be put away from you.
他说一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹。
And instead be kind to one another.
并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉，然后说你要以恩慈相待。
I think that in this verse, kindness is about our talk and about our attitude.
所以我觉得在这三十二节里面讲到了恩慈是讲到是我们的言语和我们的这个对话。
He is saying, Christians, don't be bitter and angry people.
他就说基督徒啊，你不要成为这个又苦毒又老是爱生气的那个人。
Don't slander and talk bad about one and each other.
不要毁谤，不要在背后就是在说对方彼此的坏话。
Be kind.
就是你们要以恩慈彼此相待。
Be polite and courteous.
就是你们要对彼此对方有礼貌，有要彬彬，要良善。
Now I know that's very, very simple.
我觉得听起来很简单。
And you might think this is far too simple for a sermon.
然后你就会觉得这个太简单了，怎么做讲道呢？
But there are a lot of Christians who need to learn to be kind to one another.
但是有很多基督徒需要学习如何就是彼此就是以恩慈相待。
A while back, I memorized a verse from Proverbs.
不久之前我就是记下了就是背了那个箴言书中的一章一节。
Proverbs 12:16.
箴言十二章十六节。
The vexation of a fool is known at once.
愚妄人的恼怒立时显露。
As soon as a foolish person is unhappy, everybody knows. Ah, I'm upset.
然后当一个愚妄人，当他不高兴的时候，周围所有人都知道。
But the prudent ignores an insult.
通达人能忍辱藏羞。
A wise person, Proverbs says, can be kind even to someone.Who is being insulting?
就是一个有智慧的人，就是他可以对那个别人侮辱他的人，态度不好的人，他仍然可以很态度很和蔼。
I was reminded about this 2 weeks ago.
两个星期以前，这句经文就再次提醒我。
If you have visited Hope Sound,
如果你曾经来过我们这个地方。
You will know that on Gomez, the main street in front of the church here, there are many, many bicycles.
你知道就是这个 Gomez, 就是我们社区这边主要的一条路呢里有很多骑自行车的人。
They will get together a group of 50 bicycles and they block the whole road.
然后他们大概有时候就是50个人骑自行车的人在一起然后就把整个路都给封了。
And I'm on my way to church and I'm in a hurry and here are all these bicycles.
然后我就开车要准备去教会，我正在着急，正赶路，然后就这些五十个骑自行车的一堆人。
And they do this many times.
然后他们基本上这样，经常这样做。
And sometimes I don't do it, but sometimes I just want to blow my horn and say, "Get out of the way!"
然后我没有这样做，但有的时候真想去按喇叭说，赶快你们别把路挡着。
2 weeks ago.
两个星期以前。
I got an email.
然后我就。收到一封电邮。
Someone said,
有人就说
I am a new Christian.
他说我是一个刚信主的。
And I heard your sermon online.
我听到你在网上的这个讲道。
And it was about a problem that I have in my life.
那个正好讲到我生活中的一个问题。
Will you sit down and talk to me about this problem?
你可以，我们可不可以见面坐在一起谈一谈那个问题
？I said sure.
我说没问题。
He came. He brought some coffee, and we sat down to talk.
然后他带来一些咖啡，我们就坐下来谈聊。
We had a good conversation.
我们讲了聊聊得很好。
I invited him to church and he said he will come.
然后我就邀请他来教会，他说他会来。
But before he left, I said,
在他离开之前我说
I am very curious.
说我很好奇。
You said you found me by finding a sermon online.
你说你听到我是因为你在网上听到我的讲道。
How did you find a sermon online from me?
你怎么在网上会找到，怎么会上网去找到我的这个讲道呢？
It's very simple.
他说很简单。
I ride my bicycle on Gomez every day.
他说我每天就在你们这条主要的公路上骑自行车。
And when I rode past Hope Sound Church, I thought the Holy Spirit said you should visit their website.
然后呢，当我经过你们教会的时候，我就觉得圣灵就提醒我说，你应该去上网看看，查看他们这个教会，去他们那个网站上看。
And I went to their website and found your sermon and your email address.
然后呢，我就上到你们教会的网站上，我就找到了你的讲道，然后和你的那个电影邮件地址。
And all of a sudden, I thought.
然后忽然之间，我灵光一现。
Wow.
我说啊、哦、
，It would be really embarrassing.
那真的就会非常的难看。
If I had blown my horn and shook my fist, get out of my way!
如果我就在那使劲按喇叭，然后对着他们挥拳，他们说让路让路。
And then he emails me.
然后他就给我发邮件。
And I meet him.
然后我跟他见面。
And he recognizes me.
然后他又认出来我。
Ah, I know you. You're the person who yelled at me.
哦，我知道你，你就是那个对我喊的人。
I am very glad. I did not yell at him.
我可没对他们那个喊。
But do you understand?
你了解吗？
We represent Jesus.
我们代表了耶稣。
We must be kind.
我们真的是要以恩慈，要和蔼，要在外边对人友好。
Can you imagine what it would do?
你能想象一下那个会发生什么情况吗
？The atmosphere of our meetings.
如果我们就是会面的，我们的这个气氛。
Our phone calls, our emails, our conversations.
我们的彼此之间的电话，或者是我们在网上的对话。
If every conversation.
如果每一个对话。
We said.
我们都说。
Is this kind?
你我们都先问自己一下，说这个是恩慈吗？这个是良善吗
？Does this represent Jesus well？
这个会不会把耶稣很好的表现出来
？Let's finish this verse。
让我们把这句讲完。
Be kind to one another。
也就是说，你们要以恩慈相待。
Tender-hearted，
纯怜悯的心。
Forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now I have talked about forgiveness here before.
我在这之前讲过了这个饶恕。
And so I'm not going to spend much time here.
所以我不会在这里花很多时间讲饶恕这个。
But Paul says if we will be the church at Palm Beach that we are called to be.
如果我们要成为神所呼召我们所成为的棕榈滩华人教会。
We will forgive one another.
我们就要彼此饶恕。
That doesn't ignore what they did.
那个并不是说我们就忽略对方所别人所做的。
It doesn't blame ourselves for the wrong.
并不是说把这个一切的过错都归罪到我们自己身上。
It doesn't try to justify them.
并不是说要把对方所做的给他找理由，认为他是对的。
It faces the wrong.
他是面对这个过错。
What they did was wrong.
他们所做的是错的。
And then it says.
然后接着说。
I will choose to forgive.
我选择饶恕。
I will forgive as God in Christ forgave me.
我要就像。神在基督里饶恕了我，我要去饶恕。
The reason I must forgive is not because I'm such a good person.
我之所以选择饶恕，不是因为我是一个好人。
The reason I must forgive is because I want to be like my heavenly Father.
我之所以要饶恕，是因为我要像我天上的父。
I did not deserve forgiveness, but he forgave me anyway.
我并不配得这种饶恕，但是神却饶恕了我。
I want to be like him.
我想我要像他。
I could not undo the damage I had done.
我没有办法再重新就是收回来那些我所做造成的伤害跟毁坏。
But he forgave me anyway.
但是不管怎么样，神饶恕了我。
I want to be like him.
我要像他。
Forgiveness is not about whether they deserve it.
饶恕不是在于对方是否配得。
It is about my choice to be like my Heavenly Father.
而是我选择要像我天上的父的选。
Now there are many places where the Bible teaches us about forgiving unbelievers.
圣经上有很多地方讲到去饶恕那些不信主的人。
But right here, Paul is talking about forgiveness in the church.
但是在这里保罗是讲到在教会里的饶恕。
Forgiving one another.
他说彼此饶恕。
Now I used to think that is easier.
然后我通常会以为说这个很容易。
It should be easier to forgive a fellow Christian than to forgive a sinner.
就是说去饶恕一个同为基督徒的一个弟兄姐妹比饶恕一个罪人更容易。
But it isn't.
但是并不是。
You see, the closer we are together, the harder it is to forgive.
我们就是关系越接近其实越难饶彼此饶恕。
We expect more of unbelievers.
我们对那个不信主的人我们期待的没有那么多。
And so it's harder to forgive when they disappoint us.
所以呢当他让我真的很失望的时候就饶恕就更难。
200 years ago.
200年前。
A philosopher compared people to porcupines.
有一个德国的一个哲学家把人类比喻成这种刺猬。
On a cold winter night, porcupines come close together to be warm.
因为在冬天很冷的夜晚呢，这个刺猬就聚集在一起，是为了彼此抱团取暖。
But he said the closer we get together, the more our quills poke each other.
但是当我们离得越近的时候呢，身上的那个刺呢，就会越刺到彼此对方。
And so soon, we move apart.
所以很快呢，他们又彼此分开。
And he says eventually,
最终呢,
we are all alone.
我们自己都
to death.
然后我们最终呢，都彼此分开，就自己单独待着，然后最后都冻死了。
Now he was not writing about Christians.
他不是在写关于基督徒的东西。
But I read that and I thought, that's the church.
然后我在读的时候就在想说，对啊，那个就是教会。
I have met Christians who have been hurt, poked by other Christians.
我碰到基督徒，他们曾经被别的那个基督徒刺伤过。
They will not, they cannot forgive.
他们就不能也不愿意去原谅。
So they have drifted apart.
所以他们慢慢就疏远了，就远离了。
And they are freezing to death in spiritual loneliness.
最后他们就是在属灵上的这个孤单中间真的是就冻死了。
If you and I want to be the church God calls us to be,
如果我们要成为神所呼召我们要成为的教会，
we must forgive.
我们要必须要饶恕。
I know there are many other things to say about forgiveness, and I'm only a little bit.
我知道那个饶恕是一个很大的题目，只讲了其中一点。
But our attitude towards one another must be, I will choose to forgive.
但是我们要对彼此的态度必须是我选择要饶恕。
Let me move on.
让我再继续往下。
The next one another in Ephesians is chapter 5.
还有在以弗所书的下一个彼此是在以弗所第五章十九节
，verse 19，
第十九节
，addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody to the Lord with your heart。
他说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，用心咏赞歌颂主。
Now this is about worship。
这个是讲到敬拜。
And I preached about worship just a few months ago.
大概几个月前我刚刚讲过敬拜的主题。
So I'm not going to spend time here.
所以我不会花很多时间讲。
Except simply to say,
就是简单的说,
Paul says our worship is important.
保罗就是说我们的敬拜是很重要的。
We aren't just singing songs.
我们不是就在那里唱歌。
We are teaching one another what we believe as Christians.
我们就是在彼此教导说我们作为基督徒我们相信的是什么。
When we worship, we are building one another up.
当我们敬拜的时候我们在彼此建造。
We are encouraging one another.
我们在彼此鼓励。
And we need that.
我们需要这个。
When we are able to meet back in the sanctuary,
当我们可以再回到教堂一起敬拜的时候
I hope, I think it will be a time of great rejoicing.
我希望我也相信那个是一个很喜乐的事情
Because we need one another.
因为我们真的是需要彼此
We don't grow by ourselves, we grow as part of the body of Christ.
我们不是说自己单独的可以成长我们是作为基督的身体来成长
Earlier in Ephesians in chapter 4, Paul says, God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers to build us up.
保罗在第四章前面又讲到说神赐给我们 有先知、有神所赐的有牧使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要让我们成全让我们成长。
The pastors, the elders, the teachers are God's gift.To the church.
这个牧师长老教师是神所赐给教会的礼物是要让圣徒能够成长能够装备
Paul says God uses them to equip you to do the work of ministry
神保罗说神用他们来装备你装备圣徒去做服事的工作
That's how he builds up the church
那是神如何来建造这个教会的
And then the last one of these one another's.
最后这个讲到彼此是在
Chapter 5, verse 21.
第五章二十一节
Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
就是讲到又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服
How will we keep unity at Palm Beach?
我们如何在我们教会里保持这种合一呢？
How will we be the church God calls us to be?
我们如何成为神所呼召我们要成为的教会呢?
By submitting to one another.
就是要彼此顺服。
Out of reverence for Christ.
是因为我们里边存着一个敬畏基督的心。
That means because I honor him.
是因为我尊荣神。
I will honor his body, the church.
我也会尊荣，我也是会看重神的身体，就是教会。
Because I honor him, I will honor his bride, the church.
因为我尊荣神，所以我会尊荣基督的新娘，就是教会。
I will have a spirit that willingly submits my ideas and my needs to my fellow believers.
所以我的里边的一个态度就是我心甘情愿的去顺服就是放下我的想法我的权利
Because I am submitted to him, I no longer will have to be number one.
因为我顺服神顺服他所以我不需要在每件事上都是第一
All of these attitudes will come together.
所有的这些态度都会成为一体
Because I am humble and meek, I won't have to prove that I'm right and keep my status.
因为我谦卑温柔所以我不需要在事情上都证明我是对的。
Because I am patient and bearing with one another in love, I'll be sensitive to the needs of my fellow believers.
因为我里边是有这个有耐心然后在爱心中互相宽容所以呢我就能够对别人的需要敏感。
Kindness will guide my words and my attitudes.
所以恩慈会引导我的言语引导我的行动
And we will have unity.
然后我们这样就有合一
Now right after this Paul shows what this submitting will look like
然后在这之后保罗就讲到说这种顺服在生活中会表现出来会是怎么样的
between husbands and wives, parents and children, masters and slaves.
就讲到说夫妻之间，父母跟子女之间，还有主人和仆人之间。
But let me give you just one illustration of what it looks like in a family.
我再给你讲，在家庭里边这种彼此顺服看的像什么样的一个故事。
A friend of mine a few weeks ago sent me a book about his parents.
然后几个星期前，我一个朋友就给我就是寄了一本书，就是这本书是写他父母的。
It is a little book that the family has written telling about the ministry of his father and mother.
然后呢，是这个家庭成员写的一本书，是关于他们父母他们的事工的。
And at the end of the book, each of the children wrote a little letter telling about their mom and dad.
然后在最后这个书的最后部分呢，就是每个孩子呢，就写一小段关于他们对父母的印象。
And this is what one of the children wrote.
这是其中一个孩子所写的。
I will never forget when I was a young girl.
这个女儿写到，她说我永远不会忘记当我是一个小女孩的时候。
My father apologized to me.
我的爸爸对我向我道歉。
He had disciplined me for something I did not do.
因为他管教我为一些我从来没做过的事情管教了我。
He had heard something that was not true and punished me.
然后他听到了一些事情其实不是真实的，但是他就惩罚了我。
And later he realized it was not my fault.
然后之后他就意识到不是我的过错。
She said that night he knocked on her bedroom door.
那天晚上爸爸就敲我房间的门。
And he said,
然后爸爸就说,
Will you forgive me?
他说你可不可以饶恕我?
This girl said,
这个女儿说,
My parents were not perfect.
我父母不是完美的,原不是。
But they were real.
但是他们却很真实。
And I serve Jesus today because of their influence.
我直到今天，我还在服侍，我服侍神是因为他们的影响。
Do you hear the spirit of humility?
你能够听到里边这种圣灵里的这种谦卑吗？这种谦卑的灵吗？
Submitting to one another, even his child, out of reverence for Christ.
就是彼此顺服，甚至是对他的孩子，对他的子女，因为这个爸爸心里存着敬畏基督的心。
Could you forgive me?
他说，你可以原谅我吗？
Some fathers would have said, I'm the father.
有的爸爸会说，我是爸爸。
Fathers are never wrong.
爸爸永远不会犯错。
But no.
不是这样的。
I was wrong.
我错了。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
Now, let me finish with this.
让我最后以这个来结束。
I have tried. I am all, have almost finished 3 years at Palm Beach Chinese Church.
我已经努力，我在这边我们教会大概三年了。
And I, over those years, have asked God to help me not to preach or teach in a way that adds burdens to his people.
我每次都向神祷告，说让我的讲道和教导不是说让大家那个担子更重。
I don't want you to leave this morning.
我不想今天早晨结束之后。
Oh no, more things.
哦，你就说太多，又一点。
I have to be humble.
我必须要谦卑。
I have to be meek.
我必须要温柔。
I have to be kind.
我必须要有恩慈。
I have to submit to one another.
我必须要彼此顺服。
I have to admonish one another.
我必须要彼此劝诫。
No.
不是这样的。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想要你看到的是，了解的是。
All of this comes out of God's grace working in our life.
所有能做到这些都在于说神的恩典在我们生命中的工作。
It's not that suddenly I become a nice person.
不是说突然之间你就变成一个很友善的人。
It is what God does in me.
而是说神在我里边所做的工。
This is important.
这个很重要。
Now, some of you are very nice people.
有些人是天生的就是很友善的人，很好的人。
You don't need to listen to what I'm going to say next.
你就不需要听我下边要说的。
You can take a 2-minute nap.
你现在可以睡两分钟。
But some of us,
但是我们其中的有些人
are not naturally nice people.
我们天生不是那种很好很友善的人。
I am not naturally meek.
我天生不是那种温柔柔和的人。
I am not patient.
我也不天生有耐心。
That's not me.
那个不是我的本性。
And so what Satan says to us is,
然后撒旦对我们说的就是
people just need to understand, you're cranky.
周围的人就应该了解到你很不高兴。
You don't need to change, just let them change.
你不需要改变，让周围的人，周围的人，他们旁边的人需要改变。
But here's what Paul says.
但是保罗说什么？
If I will let him,
如果我容许神，
God wants to work day by day in my heart.
神就会每一天在我的心里工作，心灵里工作。
To make me more like him.
让我更像他。
What will that look like?
就是不管是更像他。
It means sometimes I'll be quick to back down.
所以这就意味着说我很多会很快的这样退往后退一步。
I might say to my child,
我可能会对我孩子说
please forgive me.
我错了，请你原谅我。
It might be in a small group meeting saying my words were too quick. Please.
或者是在一个小组的会里面我会说哦，我刚才讲的太快了，请原谅。
It might mean learning some words that are very, very hard to say.
或者要学习一个很难讲出口的话。
In fact, I've been trying to learn them in Chinese, but they're very hard.
然后其实我想用这个话学这个中文怎么说，但是太难了。
I use Google Translate and ask my son to help me learn to say.
然后呢，我用了这个 谷歌的这个翻译器，然后我也让我儿子教我怎么说。
我错了。
意思是我错了。
I practiced and practiced and it's hard.
我一直在学习也在练习但是还是挺难的。
And it's also hard in English.
然后在英语里也很难。
It is hard to say, I was wrong.
说我错了是很难。
But people?
但是从大家弟兄姐妹们，朋友们
，If we want to be the church God calls us to be,
如果我们要想成为神呼召我们要成为的教会
，In our marriage,
在我们的婚姻中
，In our family,
在我们的家庭中
，In our board meetings,
在我们的执事会当中
，In our congregation,
在我们的会众当中
，In our cell groups,
在我们的小组当中
，We must learn to say.
我们必须要学习会说
我错了。
我错了。
I was wrong.
我错了。
And all of this happens.
所有这些之所以会发生是在于
through God working through us.
是让神在我们的生命中做工。
Here is why this is so important.
为什么这个这么重要呢？原因在于
some of the last words Jesus said before he was arrested.
在主耶稣被逮捕之前，被抓之前的最后几句话，他说的是
John 17.
在约翰福音17:21.
It's a prayer.
它是一个祷告。
And in verse 21, Jesus prayed that they—that's Christians, that's us.
主耶稣说为他们，他们是指基督徒，就是我们。
May be one.
使他们都合而为一。
Just as you, the Father, and I are one.
正如你父在我里边，我在你里边，我们是合一。
Jesus prayed that we as Christians would have the same unity that he and the Father have.
主耶稣为我们祷告的是我们有的这种合一就像他和父之间的这种合一。
And then he says,
然后耶稣说
So that the world may believe.
叫世人可以信是你差了我来。
Jesus prays that we will be one.
主耶稣的祷告是我们合一。我们成为一。
Our unity will be true, a testimony to the world.
因为我们的合一会对这个世界就是一个见证。
I was pastoring in Taiwan.
在我在台湾的时候，牧会的时候
，A man and his wife and two beautiful little children came to our church.
有一对夫妇带着两个很可爱的孩子来到教会。
They started coming to English class.
然后他们就来上我们的英语课。
Then they started to come to Sunday service.
然后后来他们就来参加星期天的敬拜，主日敬拜。
They prayed to become believers.
然后他们就祷告要成为基督徒，接受主。
And one day I went to lunch with the father, Alan.
有一天呢，我就跟这个爸爸一起共进午餐。
And during the lunch, I said, "Why did you come to our church?"
然后在午餐的时候，我就问他说，你为什么会来我们教会呢？
Of course, I was hoping he would say, "Because you're a great, great preacher."
当然，我希望他说，哦，因为你讲道太棒了。
But he didn't say that.
然后他没有那样说。
He said something much better.
他说了一些更好。
He said,
他说,
"On my street, there is a family from your church."
他说在我们的街道上呢住了一个家庭，他们是你们教会的成员。
They love each other.
他们彼此相爱。
They don't yell at each other.
他们不是对彼此喊叫。
They're kind.
他们很友好，很。
I have seen them when something is wrong. They forgive one another.
然后我也看到说有些事情不对的时候他们会彼此饶恕。
And they are from your church.
他们是从你们教会来的。
My wife and I, our families were not kind.
但是我们的我的家庭跟我太太的家庭我们家庭不是说彼此很和蔼友好。
Our parents did not love each other.
我们的父母不是彼此相爱。
And we want our family to become like.The families in your church.
我们希望我们自己的家庭能够像教会里边这个家庭。
We want to learn how to be loving and kind and forgiving.
我们想要学习说我们怎么样可以彼此以恩慈相待，彼此相爱。
I remembered that family this week.
我这个星期又想起来那个家庭。
Because you see, people may not join.Palm Beach Chinese Church because we have the greatest technology in Florida churches.
人们可能不会说因为我们教会的科技特别先进来加入我们的教会。
They may not come because we have wonderful music.
也不会说可能是因为我们的音乐很棒所以来我们教会。
They may not come because the preaching.
他们也不会说因为可能也不是因为我们的讲道来教会。
But maybe.
但是也许。
Maybe some of your neighbors
但是也许你的一些邻居
would say,
会说
My neighbor goes to Palm Beach Church.
我的邻居他去了棕榈滩华人教会
And they are so kind and loving.
他们很有爱心很有恩慈
They love their children.
他们爱他们的孩子
I want to learn how to be like them.
我想要学习怎么像他们。
Because Jesus said,
因为耶稣说
Our love for one another, our unity as Christians.
我们彼此的这种爱彼此之间的爱就是我们这个合一的一种表现。
Will be a testimony to the world.
我们的合一我们的爱就是对这个世界上就是一种见证。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I don't want to put a heavy burden on our members.
亲爱的主，我是不想说把一个重担放在我们的会众身上。
I don't want to send our members away feeling guilty.
不是说想让我们的会众离开的时候觉得心里很愧疚。
But God, would you help us to see what you want to do in us?
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们能看到你想在我们生命中所成就的。
Not a heavy burden,
不是一个重担
but the joy of letting you work in our lives,
而是让你在我们生命中工作的这种喜乐
to make us like you,
让我们把我们塑造的像你
to unite our church and our congregation,
去把我们的教会联合起来把我们的会众联合起来有一种合一
we will be the people you want us to be,
让我们成为你所让我们成为的子民
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.